Future Money Briefing for Monday, April 19th. I'm J.R. Weiland for The Wall Street Journal. On nearly all traditional stock trading platforms, investors can select which shares they want to sell as part of a strategy to manage their tax liability. That's not always the case on the newer wave of online platforms that are geared toward younger investors.
You know, these apps are so easy to use and they've brought so many people in, but they're not making the tax part of it easy as well. And I think that people need to pay attention.
Coming up, our tax reporter Laura Saunders will discuss the limitations that come with easy trading and what that could mean for your taxes. And we'll hear from one trader who made a lot of money in the market last year, but now has nightmares because of his tax bill. Literally. That's after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
We've talked on the show before about the surprise tax bill that can come from frequent stock trading, and we've discussed some ways professional investors can minimize what they owe. But many young investors using new trading platforms don't have those options. So what can they do about it? We'll hear directly from one of them in a moment. But first, our tax reporter Laura Saunders is here to discuss. Laura, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, Laura, a lot of these newer platforms make it really easy to buy and sell stock, but they don't make it so easy to take steps to minimize your tax burden. Tell me about what you found.
Well, yes, I think it's important for people to pay attention to that. You know, the last year has brought a flood of new investors into the markets in taxable accounts. And now the taxes are starting to come due and they're waking up to issues that they maybe didn't know they had. For instance, a lot of these platforms, particularly Robinhood, don't allow you to trade inside of an IRA. You know, when you're trading in an IRA, you don't have to pay taxes. You have to pay taxes at the end when you take the money out, but there are not a lot of tax problems along the way. Now, if you're trading in a taxable account, every single cell is going to be what they call a taxable event, and you could have a gain or a loss or this, but there's just a lot of complicated stuff to learn. And the other thing is you can't do that, and often they don't make it easy to know if you've had wash sales. That's when you buy and sell real fast and you don't get to use your losses because you bought again real fast and things like that. So these are things for people to start to be aware of.
So this highlights a strategy that's called specific lot identification. Can you say what that is and how it works?
You know, these apps are so easy to use and they've brought so many people in, but they're not making the tax part of it easy as well. And I think that people need to pay attention. Specific lot ID has to do with when you sell a stock and you're not selling the whole entire stock. Maybe you bought Tesla or GameStop three or four times at different prices. Well, every time you sell, there's going to be a gain or a loss, and depending on what you bought and when you bought it, you could manage your taxes so you have a smaller gain or you have a larger loss. Now, any of those things could be okay, and they could work pretty well, but you have to be aware of all of your positions, where you stand, what your taxes are, and then you want to be able easily to say, I want to sell this one, not that one. And that's what the five platforms we looked at, four don't allow specific lots to be sold at all. And the fifth one, which is Robinhood, makes it really, really hard and really doesn't tell you about it.
Now, there's no requirement for the trading platforms to offer that as an option. So what method do they use to determine which shares to sell instead?
They all have different methods they use. One is FIFO, first in, first out. That's very common. Another one could be LIFO, last in, first out. HIFO, highest in, first out. The point here is that there's really no choice. It's what's there, and you don't get to tailor it for yourself. And there's probably not any way to do it if you don't have that choice.
Okay, so if you don't and can't selectively sell shares, what kind of a difference can that make on your tax bill?
Well, it depends on what your situation is. It can make a big difference. We looked at various shares of Tesla, but, you know, if you sold last week, in some shares you could have a $200 gain or a $20 gain, or you might have a $150 loss, if, you know, depending on when your shares were sold. The point is that you probably want to be able to do that. So over a very long period of time, this could make a difference of about 1% a year, give or take. And if you're trading really volatile stocks or small stocks or something, it could make a bigger difference. The point is the lack of choice.
Now, you spoke with New Jersey resident Dayton Leong. He's 43 and has accounts on 9 trading platforms, including Robinhood. But he's pulled back his trading activity in part because of taxes, and he's here to talk to us about it. Dayton, thanks for being with us.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very good. Now, Laura mentioned that on Robinhood, it can be difficult to identify which shares you'd want to sell. What was your experience?
It's very difficult to say, to look through like all of your trades and say, I want to sell this one from this date. You have to actually have a separate platform to track your trades so that, you know, you can look it up and, you know, try to minimize the tax gains or let's say you want to, you know, sell something and incur a tax loss. It's pretty hard because you have to email support and say I want to sell this one after you sold it in 3 days. And so once you tell Robinhood support, which you really can't get anyone on the phone, you have to email someone. You have no follow up, or they take 30 days to do that. They take 30 days to get back to you. So there's no really like easy way that a user can do it. It's kind of like you have to sell it and then rely on Robinhood to really follow up and make sure the tax lot is correct.
Now, for people like yourself who are doing a lot of trading, sometimes buying and selling within the same day or a couple of days, the taxes can really add up.
Correct. I mean, if you just take, for example, like, the meteoric rise of, let's say, Tesla or other companies. So that's a lot of taxes. Like I incurred a lot of taxes last year on it, and I have nightmares about it because I realized that the tax bill, you know, come February, they give you the 1099s. And my tax bill was like pretty much a lot of money. And I already used that kind of money. I already used the money that I gained for other things. So I had to like prepare for it like a half a year in advance. It was really bad. So right now, all of it's sitting in my bank account. I withdrew it a long time ago just to be prepared for it, and that it's kind of like ever changing as the numbers come out and stuff.
Now you've done a lot of your trading on Robinhood, but you recently stopped. Why have you done that?
I stopped because there's not that many functionality as the bigger platform. So right now I've designated Robinhood as just a buy and hold platform for my Tesla stock, and that's it.
All right, that's New Jersey resident Dayton Leong. Dayton, thanks for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you.
So Laura, I can imagine being a tax planner or money manager that has to call a client with some of these tax numbers. The conversation probably starts with, "Are you sitting down?"
Yes. Well, that's exactly right. And these conversations are going on all over the country. I'm starting to hear from CPAs, and they're having to say to their clients, well, you know, all your gains were taxable, but your losses can't be deducted yet. And so you've got to pay tax on those gains. Or maybe if you just held on to your stock a month longer, your tax rate would be a lot lower because it would be a long-term gain rather than a short-term gain. Taxes are really important when you're talking about this kind of investing.
And so what do the trading platforms say about this issue of not being able to choose which shares to sell?
They mostly say that they're looking to add this perhaps in the future as they expand and grow and things like that. I think it could be kind of a complicated thing to put into your system and also to make it available on phones. Now, the traditional brokerage firms do offer this, but I think it's usually on desktop computers. It can be very, very easy just to click, I want to sell, and they say, which part do you want to sell? And you click, and it's done. So it's missing at most of the big new platforms, or it's very, very difficult to do.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Laura Saunders. Laura, thanks for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.